for all of us is the self-righteous, sanctimonious politicians who stand on high and dictate to the peasants, you shall do this, you shall do that, and then they just don't care about the rules themselves, or the people on their staffs do as they please. You know, Governor Newsom going to the French Laundry, which sounds more like a brothel than a restaurant, but hey, to each their own. Maybe there was a little dessert we didn't know about. Here's the point. They stand on high and wave their fingers and wag their fingers at the peasants. You need to do this, you need to do that. While teachers aren't in the classroom in too many places and kids are sitting home in far too many places, including my own again today, because that's the only solution. Well, let's just keep kids home from school because that's so convenient to working parents, of course. Destroy their jobs while you destroy the socialization of the children. That's the next step, you know, just complete the circle of destruction. Well, Trish Foster is the chief operating officer for the state of Michigan, a position that was created that did not exist a year ago. A position created for Trish Foster. She basically is the number one aide to Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who has been ruthless in shutting down Michigan, who's been ruthless in destroying businesses. Of course, it was fine when her husband wanted to go get the boat out for Memorial Day. Of course, that was fine. That's different. Don't use golf carts, but you can golf. Don't have a motor boat with a motor. Just make it a paddle boat and you're good to go. And all of these silly ideas that had absolutely nothing to do with science. Close down the mom and pop shops while the big box stores operate freely. This sort of nonsense is what we continue to see in Michigan. Now, some of that power has been taken away from the governor, thankfully. But for her number one aide, Trish Foster, the allure of Florida was just too much. And I understand that, Trish. I do. I was just there. I understand why you wanted to go there. Spectacular place to be. Here's the problem. According to everything that I've read now at Breitbart and elsewhere, and by the way, Breitbart was attacked for writing this article as a partisan attack from a garbage white nationalist website, really. If somebody writes an article that outs you for bad behavior, like going to Florida on spring break when the governor you work for directly that created a job just for you says, do not travel, stay home, please, so we can contain the spread of this virus. And you travel to Florida anyway, but here's the real kicker on it. The real kicker is this. From what we understand, Trish Foster's teenage son was home with COVID. Think about that. She's home with a teenage son who has COVID and says, that's okay. Me and the rest of the kids, daughters and friends, we're all going to get on an airplane and fly to Florida anyway. If you're around an infected person, this again is not acting like an adult. This is being reckless. If you're around an infected person, you're smart enough to know, quarantine for a few days until everybody tests negative, and then you're on your way. My daughter can't even return to play high school sports until she has a test, even though she has no symptoms and no indication that she would have any illness, because she doesn't. And even if she did, it would be insignificant because 16-year-olds don't have bad outcomes from what I can tell. But for Trish Foster, the chief operating officer of Michigan, one of these high-profile positions of, we'll tell you what to do, and then we'll do whatever the hell we want. That's the message from many of these politicians. We will tell you what to do, and we'll do whatever the hell we want, and that's that. And if you don't like it, too bad. Well, Governor Whitmer found herself taking questions, incoming real questions on Sunday morning television. And her answers, I felt, were weak and insignificant and insufficient. Let's start with bite number one. Governor Gretchen Whitmer finding themselves on the defensive because they've been following the science. It's all about science. Well, if it's all about science, why is Michigan dead last right now, doing the very worst of any state with the surge in cases and hospitalizations and everything else? Bite one. Go.
We are seeing a surge in Michigan, despite the fact that we have some of the strongest policies in place, mask mandates, capacity limits, working from home. We've asked our state for a two-week pause. So despite all of that, we are seeing a surge because of these variants. And that's precisely why we're really encouraging them to think about surging vaccines into the state of Michigan. And I'm going to continue to fight for the people of Michigan.
And I know, you know, taking up vaccine takes some time, but according to reports in the Post and the AP, Biden officials are telling reporters that you aren't maxing out your orders, that it's a state problem here, that you're not placing them correctly or something, or you're not being efficient in allocation. How do you respond to that?
I don't think there's a governor in the country that's leaving any vaccines on the table. And I can tell you that's certainly the case in Michigan. We are getting shots in arms. We got over 1 million shots in arms just in the last 2 weeks.
So, Governor, you're incompetent. How do you answer that? I couldn't believe that question came from CBS News. But these are the kind of questions being asked now, not just about the pandemic, but about the border, about the spending spree and the recklessness of that, about the inability to maintain and control basic government functions, which are to keep the people safe. So twofold, the pandemic, which is out of control, and the border, which is out of control. This is what they voted for. And later today, I'm going to tell you about a gentleman that I ran into over the weekend. Hardcore progressive. A guy I've known for a number of years. Get along with him fine. We have conversations about different things. He's a gun owner. And a guy who believes in the ownership of firearms and low taxes. He voted for Joe Biden. Now he has a little something we like to call buyer's remorse. I'll have that story coming up. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Monday. Good to be back. Good to have you here as well. It's the Steve Gruber Show.